Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to episode 134 of The Bracket. Today, we are debating the best early smartphone apps, a Nick special. This is one you popped
Don't say this is a Nick special. I said it. We have one that's a little bit more ambitious, but we couldn't think of stuff in time. So I farted this out of my butt cheeks.
To be fair, you said you had this one in an early draft.
Yeah,
from a while.
It's in an early draft, and I never said it.
But it's good. It's a good one, though. We have a lot of good options here. Early smartphones.
I was feeling a little bit nostalgic.
Yeah, and these are all very nostalgic options. We got a good crew for this, too. This was one where I was like looking around the office. There's a lot of people too old for this one, like the Clemmers. A lot of people too young for this. And I think we have a good sweet spot of people roughly around the same age.
Who's too young for this?
Like, that's not like among the normal crew of the bracket, but like some of the people I might consider. But
I feel like people aren't really downloading apps anymore. Yeah. That used to be like the best thing about. I was browsing the app store constantly when I got my iPhone.
The rankings, mm-hmm. the charts.
I was reading reviews and like spending my money wisely.
Yep.
Ringtones were huge too.
Mm-hmm. Callback tones.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to pay for certain songs.
Like, remember the commercials at night?
Yeah.
The late night commercials.
Oh, yeah.
It was that and Girls Gone Wild.
Oh,
did that guy go to jail?
Those steel drums.
Sure did.
Dude, the CIA went after him, I think, right?
I don't know about the CIA, but he
like
got
he was
busted.
Like he was abroad or something. Like I think he was in like the Azores or something, and they busted him or some weird shit. But before we get into this episode, let's talk about Game Time. Did you know that you can get tickets to the Used in the Hall in Little Rock, Arkansas? Plain white tees.
Is it worth it? Can you even hear me?
Oh yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they're in Little Rock, Arkansas. You can get tickets for $57. General admission, and again, Plain White Tee is opening up for him. Pretty cool. It was the first band I thought of when I was like,
"Hey there, Delilah."
Yeah. Yep. What's it like in New York City? Yeah. What's the next lyric? Something so pretty, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're a million miles away. No, is that?
But tonight you look
Tommy's
so pretty.
Tommy's a white tease, but
he's
nothing but plain.
Miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Thanks, local crowd.
Sorry, I was in song.
All we could hear was Tommy singing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's right. You can get these tickets thanks to Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry about when you go buy tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee, which means you can find the same seats for anywhere else. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last minute seats with up to 60% off your favorite events. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right, we got a good matchups today, starting out with the number 5 seed. This is definitely this is probably the latest end of the spectrum for this full list of early apps, but still one where I think of more as an older one, I guess. Words with Friends, ones which Tommy says
that
he still plays.
That was the tail end.
Very
I still
tail
play.
End.
Me and my dad still play consistently.
Mm-hmm. There's a few dudes that have gotten pussy from that app.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Married, yeah.
Really?
How'd that work?
Probably
you can chat. There's a chat feature. There's a profile picture feature.
Isn't that famous, that old lady and that young guy that get together every Thanksgiving now?
I think
that was Words with Friends, wasn't it?
So it has a new name now?
Yeah.
What is it called?
No, Scrabble it's still Go. Words Scrabble with Go. Friends. It's still Words with Friends.
Is it?
Scrabble Go. No,
Scrabble Go is the Scrabble version of Pokemon Go, where you go, like, catch letters.
Yeah.
All right.
I play Words with Friends. It's Words with Friends 2, I believe.
Oh, they came. How is that? What's different?
Yeah. Nothing.
Why'd they...
Maybe a little more modern UI, UX.
Mm-hmm. Some
heightened security features.
Yeah.
So, I see that this led to a marriage, and this is in 2012, and it says the game became popular, and I don't remember this at all, because Alec Baldwin got kicked off a flight because he refused to stop playing Words with Friends on his phone. I don't remember that at all.
He's a real dickhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, this is probably the first worst thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
How did he get kicked off a flight for that?
He wouldn't turn off his phone off airplane mode. But on airplane mode.
That's who does that?
Who checks?
I do it every flight.
I don't.
You don't. You keep your phone on.
No, what happened?
It's going to fuck with a mission control.
There's no way that's not true.
They feel so much.
Never. You guys all keep your phone on.
No, yes, I put it on airplane mode.
Oh,
but
it's a long-term goal of mine to fuck with mission control.
Yeah.
You all.
I keep my phone on. I saw on MythBusters that it was maybe plausible, but it's very unlikely.
It's more just like it's useless. You can't have any connection in the air, so why not just put it on airplane mode?
Then that's the point. Why put it on airport mode to begin with?
Because you're going
to
tell me when we flew to London, they said the Wi-Fi was out, and we're such good boys. We didn't do shit that flight.
You raw-dogged it?
Raw-dogged it.
You raw-dogged the flight. That's unbelievable. That's been the newest trend now, yeah. But anyway, Words of Friends is going up against the number 12 seed. There's very few where I combine it. Actually, this is the only one where I combine it. Trivia Cracking Quiz Up. So there's another one right at the end of the spectrum.
Christ.
Yeah, Quiz Up and Trivia Crack combine them because they're just too similar compared to some of these other ones.
Wait, is Quiz Up the one that was the Daily Show?
Mm-mm. No,
Daily
that
HQ Trivia.
What was that? HQ. Yeah.
Scott Wisniewski.
I remember there was a rumor that he killed himself.
That was the coolest time.
No, he did not.
New York City would stop at that same time every day, and like The Office would come to a halt. Yeah,
that was really cool. And it was to win like 15 cents because so many people would win.
Mm-hmm.
Quiz Up was the giant one with like really niche categories. And so like I would pick my category and go against Kyle. He would have to do my category. We'd go back and forth. And you could get medals. I loved Quiz Up.
Mm-hmm.
But then Trivia Crack I liked too, where you spun the wheel, right?
The wheel with the...
Trivia Crack was great.
The Scott Rogowski guy, he worse than killed himself. He outed himself for having a tiny cock.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be what I'm thinking.
He said he had a micro penis.
I don't think that's in the documentary, but there's a documentary about HQ Trivia and talking about
the late stages of HQ because Scott got fired or something, and they had these two hosts that were the company was going under. They were blackout drunk during like all the trivia games.
Jesus Christ.
It was insane. It's a really good watch.
Yeah. I sent some pictures in here too.
Should we start playing Trivia Crack with each other?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's always a blast. Both of these.
Why did they go out of favor?
I still have Trivia Correct downloaded too.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Can't give it up.
Wait, what's like the oldest thing you have in the oldest app you have on your phone? It's Words of Friends and then Trivia Correct, I guess?
Probably. Yeah. I'm going to play my dad back right now. He hit me with a fucking triple word for 30 points.
Jesus Christ. But Quiz Up / Trivia Crack going up against Words of Friends. Let's start with you, Rudy. Which one of these do you think was the better one?
Like 12 points, like a loser.
I never played the trivia games, and I also wasn't a huge Words with Friends fan. I didn't.
Oh, that must be hell for you.
I don't know. I just never got into that. I was
I wonder why.
Kick flipping four stairs.
Four sets?
Yeah, four sets, disastering at the skate park with my friends, talking to Latinas.
Mm-hmm. You weren't talking to Latinas.
At the skate park.
You were not talking to Latinas.
That's the only place.
Intern Dave nodding his head, by the way. We went bar for bar on porn stars. He's a horny motherfucker, our intern Dave. He's unbelievable. And actually, the last time you produced a show, you were super horny too.
Yeah.
This is all starting to come together. It's an active trend. But yeah, sorry, talking to Latinas, Rudy.
So I didn't play either of these, so I can't really pick trivia, but I played like one or two games of Words with Friends, and I was like, this is so fucking boring. But I'll pick Words with Friends.
One for Words with Friends. KB?
Words with Friends. That was my favorite app ever.
Another one for Words with Friends. Nick?
I don't think it's nearly as fun as the quiz games. Not nearly as fun.
It's perfect. It's Scrabble. It's perfect for mobile.
No, I'm going with
both are good.
Trivia Crack.
I'm fine with.
Didn't you have someone that you were playing on Words of Friends that you just dominated every day?
Yeah, what was her name?
But didn't we just figure out that it's probably just AI or a bot?
No, I saw her profile picture. She has a husband. That's why I was.
Some people cheat on there. My Auntie M used to cheat like a motherfucker on Words of Friends.
You have an Auntie M.
Yes.
This is the one. This is the one with
she
the fat
lives
tits,
in Kansas.
By the way. This is the one.
No, not
Do
true.
You communicate like in the game? You like put out a triple word like send boobs please?
You could. I wanna. That's not what a triple word is, you fucking idiot.
I didn't play the game.
Triple D's. There was a 6-month period where I was playing Che in the chess app game where I was just using a bot to beat him. And I beat him like 80 times in a row. And he just couldn't figure out why I was so good at chess. It was very funny.
That's awesome.
So Nick, you're going with Trivia Crack. Kate.
Words with Friends. I was definitely obsessed with it for a while. And I like chatted up. I had some regulars I played with and we would have like friendly little conversations. And yeah, I was really into it.
Really? You had some regulars that...
I just don't think it's as engaging as a trivia game. I think it's more boring.
Well, I'm dying for trivia, so.
When you get someone that will play you back in real time, it's a blast. But if it's someone who's just casually, like every so often, no.
Mm-hmm. Vibsy?
I'm glad Rudy was brave enough to say what he said, that he was busy getting pussy, because I did not play the trivia game either. I played Words with Friends a little bit, but no one would ever, like, we'd play for a little bit, and then we'd stop responding to each other, and it kind of sucked. So by default, I'm going Words with Friends.
Words with Friends, Tommy.
Yeah, Trivia Crack was like, it was hot and heavy. The sex was good. It was, you know, really exciting. But Words with Friends has been there for me for 13 years now. I've been playing. Jesus. My dad's lifetime is up against me, but I beat him in chess a lot more than he beats me in Words with Friends.
Was Words with Friends owned by Scrabble before this?
Owned by Zynga.
I'm not sure.
So maybe that's, maybe they copyrighted it, and then that's why it had to change to Scrabble Go?
It's still Words with Friends.
Maybe like Scrabble Go is just a competitor of it.
So I'm going with Words with Friends.
Words with Friends going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. Temple Run is the number 4. That's another one that swept the country like crazy. Everyone was playing Temple Run. And that's going up against one. I never played this, but I know a lot of people were like obsessed with this. Jetpack Joyride. Really, really into that. Really big.
That was fun as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, a lot of people in the Jetpack Joyride. So Temple Run versus Jetpack Joyride. Tommy.
Never played Jetpack Joyride. I don't know if I know what that is, but Temple Run was incredible. It just was great. Temples always hit. Legends of the Hidden Temple, shit like that.
That show sucks dick. Rewatch it. Doesn't age well.
It's been a while. But
it's
yeah,
very broken. Temple guards can grab you whenever they want. There's no rhyme or reason.
I did a little research. I read that the set looked good on TV, but if you were there in person, it sucked. It was awful. Oh. It was horrible. It's all cheap. Very cheap.
Got me too'd.
Yeah. So, I'm going Temple Run.
Temple Run. What Vibsy?
Again, by default. I definitely never played. By default, I think I have to go Temple Run. I've never played Jetpack Joyride. Is that just like a Flappy Bird type thing?
Yeah, it's a side scroller type of Flappy Bird deal, except you're on Jetpack and you're joyriding.
I didn't even like Temple Run that much, but I played it so I wouldn't feel left out. but Temple Run.
Everyone was obsessed with it. Kate?
I gotta go. It was very similar to, sorry if this is elsewhere on there, Subway Surfers. Did you guys play that
one? Yeah.
And I was obsessed with both of them, so I got to go Temple Run. I, like, my heart would get pound. Like, I'd get so into it, and I'd get annoyed if I got interrupted when I was on a heater.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
On here in Temple Run.
Yep.
Nick?
I played a Spider-Man version of Temple Run. I forget what it was, and you could unlock different Spider-Man suits, and I was obsessed with that. I remember there was a glitch you could do in Temple Run where you did it real quick on the first turn. You could run backwards and get like an infinite score.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool, but I love Jetpack Joyride. I would still play that today.
Another one. First one for Jetpack Joyride. KB, you want to send on Temple Run or you want to go
neither
for Jetpack?
Neither of them. I don't like games that just elicit stress and anxiety and you can't progress in any way. You're not having fun. You're just counting down until you fail.
Interesting. So you're going to do your abstain?
Yeah. I'm going to go Temple Run.
Could you beat Temple Run?
I played it a lot. It's addicting, but I don't think it's fun.
It's a good way. Kate said, too, like, that heart. I forgot about that feeling, like, in your heart, like, when you were, like...
Is that a good feeling?
No.
No. And then you lose.
Could you...
An alive feeling.
It is an alive feeling, which is worth something. So I'm going to go Temple Run.
Could you Jetpack Joyride, you could have, like, power-ups and make your guy better.
See, I would like that more, probably.
You could run on the ground.
Sorry, Vimsy, what were you saying?
Could you beat Temple Run, or is it just get a high score?
Probably it's just not. High score, right? I think it was just like whoever got the Temple Run's gonna win, but Rudy.
Yeah, I'll go Temple Run. I do agree with KB. Like, I mostly played it just because everyone else was playing it, and I wanted to feel included. But it was a feeling of anxiety that I didn't enjoy.
No,
when I was playing it, and it's sort of I feel like that was big in like America because we had, like all had such cushy lives, whereas like you have to like outsource adrenaline. To like a
you had to feel something.
Yeah, and so it was so frustrating, but it made everyone feel athletic while sitting hunched over their phone because it was so fast, and it made you feel like your reflexes were quick. The jetpack game, I don't know why, I just cannot do the vertical ones.
This is a Flappy Bird type.
Yeah, I can't do vertical ones like that. They just, my brain doesn't go up and down. I'm only left and right. So yeah,
always said that about you.
I actually don't agree with that.
Yeah, that's almost like
I can't relate.
Are you Asian?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. I am Asian.
Temple Run's going to move on. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is, and this is early days of apps. This is great. Shazam. When Shazam first came onto the scene, Shazam was
still
a great.
Use it. Still use it a lot. Yeah. My shortcuts.
That was a miracle.
Yeah.
Deceptively. Mm-hmm. No one can see me using it.
Mm-hmm. Who bought Shazam? Like Snapchat? Don't you play the song in Snapchat now or something?
It's partner with Snapchat for sure. Mm-hmm. But you could still, like, you could add it to your shortcuts on the iPhone from the control center. Swipe down real quick. Boom. Shazam.
Well, you could also just say, go, hey, like Siri, hey, right? Siri, who is this?
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that if I'm at like a bar.
Well, yeah, no, but I whisper it and then I try to, like, yeah. Ooh, like hide it kind of.
I hate Siri.
Shazam was truly like, that's when I thought technology was a miracle.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this is.
How could you ever detect
this
that?
This is an invention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is incredible.
Did you guys ever
Everything
try to
else
trick
felt
it?
Felt like progress. This was the first invention I experienced, I think.
Yeah. For dorkier people, it led to the app where I can. Now, if I hear a bird call, I can hold my phone up and it's like, that's a peach warbler.
I think that's wow. fucking awesome.
That is incredible.
Sing. I would be addicted to that.
Yeah.
I used to try to sing into Shazam, see if it could pick up me singing. It cannot.
And we always tried that.
Yeah.
Let's try to trick it.
Yeah. They should make a joke version of that where you hold it up to people when they're talking and it's like, this is a loser.
Yeah. This is a nerd.
Yeah.
Cool detector.
This person's hot.
It's going up against number 9 seed, Bloon Tower Defense. Another one where it's super addictive. A lot of people played that. That was a big, I think when I was like, I guess with a couple of us, we're seniors in high school. Like, that's right when that popped, like 2011.
I think of that more, though, as like a computer game than a phone
you think so?
Game, probably. I mean,
you too, Tommy
just me.
Mm-hmm. So
great minds.
Bloon Tower Defense versus Shazam. Starting with you, Rudy.
I don't like tower defense games or like Flappy Bird. I guess Flappy Bird, you're shooting at a
Certainly
tower.
Certainly not
but
a tower defense
not a tower.
Game.
No,
no towers involved.
What? That was the most wrong thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I do that.
Do video games? Like
yeah,
a
I'll give you five. I'll give you 5 minutes to one-up it.
But I don't like defense games. I don't operate like that. I'm not going to actively spend my time.
You like being on offense.
I like being on offense. I like attacking. I'm not going to. I can't wait to go defend. So Shazam. Shazam is unanimously one of the greatest app inventions of all time. Still use it to this day. And I'm at the point now where I think I'm just like over trying to be shameless about it. Like, I want to know the name of the song.
There's no shame in not knowing the song and wanting to know it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll use it to relate to people. Like, if they're on Bluetooth, I'll just do it and be like, I didn't know you fucked with Dijon.
Yeah.
To know you like the used.
What do you do that's real, man?
So I'm going to go Shazam, even though I think Bloons is a perfect game. I was obsessed with it on the computer.
Should we all say what our last Shazammed song is?
I don't use
that.
That'd be fun. I use it yesterday.
Wait,
fun segment alert.
How do you tell?
You just go to Shazam, and then you go to My Music. My last one is Stand By Me by Friday. I think I used this literally 2 days ago.
Not Stand By Me, the actual
no.
like, Stand By.
Oh, I shouldn't play it, right?
Mine is Leave Her by Lucky.
Big fist bump from intern David.
It's also good to use for like...
No way.
Even when you know the song, like you can just like save, like, oh, I like this song. And then I'll go there, I'll add it to my Spotify.
I think I usually just do it on Siri.
I do it on Siri.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I haven't used it in a bit.
You can use it to see if someone's faking an orgasm. Yeah. Hold it up.
You could put it up and tell farts are stinky.
Yeah.
I think you could tell sometimes.
Yeah,
by
this one's going to reek.
Yeah. Dude, that reminds me. You remember the eye smell?
I don't remember eye smell.
It's like this famous invention when like the era of the beginning where like eye everything.
Yeah.
And eye smell was this thing you could plug into your computer that would read whatever website you're on and then produce an aroma.
That's impossible and not real, Rudy.
That's not real.
I smell it's not
aroma. Wait, it would create the smell of the room
that's
you were
not
in.
Fucking
it,
was there a fragrance machine add on that you had to plug in?
Yes, it was like a Febreze like thing you put. It never worked, and it was unanimously one of the worst inventions ever.
That's not a thing. You probably
look it up.
It looks like a shark fin.
Look it up, bro.
What
Look
the fuck
up.
Is it? It is very real. 1999. They didn't
real.
Have the technology for this in 1999, Rudy.
But like, to be honest, like we can send voice. We can send like visual and audio to other places. Why can't we send smell?
Oh my god!
It's
kind of
like sexting. Sexting with smell.
This thing is ridiculous looking. It's literally like a shark's fin you plug into your computer. And it just emits smells?
Dude, imagine...
It just looks like a shark's fin.
Imagine surfing 4chan with that attached.
Oh no. Oh, no.
But did it have to be certain websites?
I don't know if...
There's no way this could ever work.
Yeah, no. It's one of the worst inventions ever. I don't know practically how it ever could have worked.
Wait, Nickelodeon did Smell-O-Vision. And yeah. it like something would pop up on the screen and you'd like do like a scratch and sniff and you'd sniff it. While
you had to get the scratch and sniff sniffer from Burger King, I think, or something like that.
Yeah,
but Rugrats movie did it in theaters.
I think, yeah, Rugrats, so, maybe Hey Arnold.
Or does it smell like diapers?
That was a really
Wild
cool
Thornberries.
I wonder what Barstool Sports smells like. Not great. The I smell lacked not in technological capability, but marketing success. I think they lacked in technological capability. There's just no way.
It raised $20 million.
That's holy Jesus. Shit. That's insane.
Yep, it's real.
Shout out to the.
I apologize, Rudy.
Nick, Shazam or the Balloon Tower Defense?
I was with Tommy. I played it more on the computer. So I'm going Shazam here.
Another one for Shazam, Kate.
But I don't use it anymore.
I'm going to have to go with eye smell on this one. Shazam. Going to go Shazam. Just because it's still useful.
Yeah, still useful to this day. Yeah, Shazam, mm-hmm. Fibsy.
The anxiety that KB was talking about like Temple Run, that's what Balloon Tower Defense gave me. Like, I like Balloon Tower Defense, but I just wanted to pick the weapons that I wanted to like use and play with. You know what I mean? I didn't want to defend. Also, the games you see where it's like the guy with the gun and he's running and you multiply by two or get this gun on Twitter and then you see like this is not actual gameplay. I want to play that game so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I want
it's never real, is it?
But it's never real.
You can exactly what you're talking about.
I'm reading about the eye smell here. You can break down every scent into 100 different things and then combine them to it. The technology exists.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in 1999, though. That's when this came out. There's just no way that could have.
Are there examples of smells?
Yeah, this is like a camel's derriere.
But there's, I mean, but no one even knows what that smells like here. That's
the
crazy.
Beauty of it, bro. That's why you get it, dude. Yeah. Imagine that on the VR.
On the PSVR, yeah, they connect that to the Oculus. They kind of do that. You know they did that? You ever go on the Avatar ride in Disney?
No.
They have like this ride there where like you go on it and like takes you like you're on like a bike, but you're like flying and it like takes you through Pandora, but they like shoot different smells at you. So you smell like seawater and then like dirt and then like all this other shit. And it is cool.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wild.
Dude, imagine the VR with the eye smell going to a Spirit Halloween.
Woo. That'd be not good. A lot of latex. Vibsy, so you're going to go with Shazam.
Shazam. Oh, I just really whistled on that.
That was sick.
Yeah. Big whistle.
Moment of the episode alert.
Tommy?
Shazam, yeah.
Shazam's going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed Chain game. We'll do Chain game first. In honor of Che, we'll do the Flashlight app. Che has been using the Flashlight app forever. Still have been using the Flashlight app long.
We were on an
after.
Episode here. Che didn't know that the phone had a flashlight. He still had a flashlight app on his phone that he paid for.
Yeah, that was just the color yellow.
I was just curious. I was like, what do you mean flashlight app?
It just
like,
turned your just screen your white.
Yeah, it wasn't even the front-facing flashlight. It was just
to be fair, it was useful for a bit before you had the flashlight.
Before they had it.
You guys think it worked? It was effective?
Not well, but it was better than nothing.
Pre-flashlight, yeah, I'm sure it was great. Then iMovie before all the other video editing apps.
I used to be able to make movie trailers on iMovie, like with different themes. You guys ever do that? Know what I'm talking about? You can make like a horror trailer or like a Bollywood trailer or an action trailer.
I'll tell you what, right there.
Horror trailer, see?
I can't make it, fellas. I gotta go make my horror trailers.
Did I say it weird? Was everybody
horror?
Say like a mid-Atlantic accent.
Yeah, Shane.
Horror. Whatever. I used to make so many trailers.
Places I pooped. Another one of Tommy's.
Yeah.
And also, Kate, you had it on your list too.
A poop map I had.
Yeah.
That was public restrooms that you could shit at, right?
No. You would drop a pin on places that you took a shit. So I got Mount Rushmore, Building JFK got shot from, some of my top poops.
I don't know this.
After a few years, it was cool to zoom out and be like, I've acted.
Mine would just be my apartment.
Yeah. Nothing but one spot. Paper toss, where it's like you throw the paper into the garbage.
That was a good one.
That was an early app. Yeah.
Yeah. Pandora Radio, which was huge
I paid for that like way too long.
Mm-hmm.
I probably still fucking do.
This one I don't really know. Talking Tom. I think it's like one of those ones where like you speak in and it like speaks
it
back to.
It was a cat. Yeah, right? I was big on that.
I've seen the memes of it. I've never really used it.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Unblock Me, which is like the one where you have to move the blocks to solve the maze, kind of.
Oh,
like
yeah.
This one I didn't know, Nick. Pocket God?
Oh, Pocket God I loved. Yeah, it was like the first app I paid money for. Mm. You had these little villagers on an island. You could shoot them with lightning. You just got to experiment on little tribesmen.
The Constellation app. I don't know if you guys had ever used this, but a lot of people have been to the
weekend.
Where you like look around and see the constellation.
It's cool. It's cool.
Because I was finally out somewhere where there was no light pollution, and I just brought my phone up and I found cancer, because that's what I am. They found some cancer.
I still use that, dude. I love that shit.
No, you don't. You do that for pussy.
No, I just like space.
Oh my god, I'm a rising Libra like too.
Oh my god.
And it actually works.
Yeah.
What time were you born?
That is cool.
And it, like, yeah, I got a telescope. Like, here's Orion's belt, and it's really awesome.
It, like, uses your orientation or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the one person submitted, it made me laugh, the bra button, which must have been the most short-lived app in history. And I think
what was it? It would just say bruh?
It would just say bruh.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I downloaded it. Let's see if I
they
can
had,
get it.
They had a phase of that where it was just sound effects. I remember there was a Samuel L. Jackson soundboard app. And on Xbox Live, me and my friends had fucking some crazy nights, bro. Crazy nights with that Samuel Jackson soundboard.
What was the name of the website with all the soundboards?
You ever do the Sped Ed soundboard?
E-bombs, yes.
Special Ed soundboard. I used to do so many prank calls.
Oh, that was easy. You need a whole app for that. Unbelievable. Oh,
I don't know if you guys remember this or ever used it, but my favorite was the caller ID faker app.
Yes.
Where you call someone and it shows up as a different
that could destroy the
That's exactly what I did, yeah.
There's
you broke apart marriages, did you not?
Not marriages.
Oh.
Relationships.
We used to do it where
engagements.
You could have two places call each other. We would do that one a lot. And have like two dominoes call each other or whatever. And and they would record it. Those were fun.
Someone did that to me and Dave like a year ago.
Oh my god. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That's a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
That's jailable.
Yeah.
So to go through the options again, the Flashlight app, Paper Toss, Places I Pooped, Pandora, Talking Tom, Unblock Me, Pocket God, the Bruh button, Constellation app, the Caller ID app. Starting with you, Tommy.
I have one more to add.
Yes.
Do you remember from 2008 it was the I Am Rich app?
No.
It was only up for like 24 hours, but it was like this $1,000 app, and it just put a button on your phone that when you pressed it, it was like, I am rich.
Oh, I remember this.
And it was only up for like 24 hours, but it sold a ton because a ton of people wanted that on their phones.
That's pretty cool.
It's $1,000
NFT.
Yeah.
It's like having a bathing ape.
It's called I Am Rich. Today, it would cost like $1,400-something. It was $999 at the time.
I was trying to find a video. It's just this guy's like a full 20-minute review. I just want to see someone press the button.
It's just a red button.
Starting with you, Tommy. Which chain?
I'm really torn between iMovie and Paper Toss. iMovie was such a formidable part of me. I probably wouldn't even work here if it wasn't for iMovie. That made me love making videos. But Paper Toss was unreal.
Mm-hmm. One for Paper Toss, Vivzy?
No, I didn't finish.
No, that was a long pause.
I'm going iMovie.
You going with iMovie?
Yeah, I'm going with iMovie trailers.
I tell you what, that's not going to win. But
yeah. Well, I'm going Paper Toss. Paper Toss is like the original app game. Like
I hope it moves on, but
I hope that
stay
wins.
True to myself.
Yeah, Paper Toss.
Paper Toss was huge. I feel like it was the first app I ever got an ad on.
Interesting.
Like, remember when the games?
Yeah.
Pretty sure Paper Toss was the first one. And they put the X out button like one pixel in the corner.
Mm-hmm. So Paper Toss getting one vote, Kate.
So for like all my editing, because I have tried to learn how, I've downloaded Adobe and all that shit like 10 times. But I still do all my photo editing on Instagram stories. I'll like go in there, edit a photo, save it, and post it on Barstool or whatever. During the pandemic, when they were like everybody's on their own for editing videos, I couldn't figure it out. So I did iMovie for a lot. I learned magic in my apartment and then did a whole blog series, so it was all edited in iMovie.
Jeez.
Got no views. It's so sad. I gotta say iMovie. I did a lot of I couldn't figure out how to edit TikTok.
You did a series where you did magic tricks?
What was the trick? You made the view.
I'm looking, boys.
I did a whole magic show. I would come out of the doorway, the floating cereal box. I could make a cereal box levitate in front of me, and I could I could change my shirt with the flip of a thing. I like learned like 7 good tricks.
I'd bet everybody in this room went through a magic phase. Everybody goes through.
No, yeah. I was paying money.
Mm-hmm. For class.
I was buying tricks online.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Oh, penguinmagic.com.
Penguin Magic.
Yeah, I bought the $2 bill, fold it to the 2 ones. That was, I used to do that at high school football
Anyone
games.
Ever buy a levitating deck
thumbs,
of cards?
The D-lights.
Mm. Yeah.
I bought a DVD D-lights. To learn how to bend forks.
Well, I think we all bought a kit at one point. They used to sell those like crazy.
Yeah. When I was younger, I had a kit. This is going to be a hot take. I don't like magic. I hate it. Oh, when I'm somewhere and someone approaches me and tries to do magic, ugh.
How many times have people approached you to do magic?
You'd be surprised.
You look like someone that would be awed by magic.
Right. I was at an Indy 500 like suite, and they had a guy doing magic. The man was like 90 years old, and he like cornered me and was like, hey, here's card tricks. And I was like, oh, no.
Don't do a trick on me.
I don't know. I just don't like to be deceived like that. I know it's fake.
Yeah.
Next.
Nobody trick him.
Yeah.
I think the paper toss is like the perfect boredom game.
Yeah.
It even puts you in a boring setting. It's super fun. I loved it. And it got heated. I'm doing paper toss.
I think Tommy Smokes and I talked about this when we were talking about basketball. There's just something about putting a ball into a hoop that you can just do a billion times.
Oh, it's great.
You feel so accomplished when you get that paper in the trash can.
Exactly. Oh. Mm-hmm. So we're 2 for paper toss, 2 for iMovie. KB?
So was there a point in time when Pandora was the only way to listen to music via app?
Like no. iTunes, and it was that, I feel like.
Buying music.
There was iTunes. Oh, yeah, I'm going Paper Toss.
Paper Toss. 3 for Paper Toss, 2 for iMovie. Rudy.
Paper Toss was huge, but Nick completely reminded me of Pocket God. I totally got Pocket God. Pocket God was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You could have natural disaster.
Yeah, you could have just wipe out.
You could see them make love. It was like The Sims, but then like they would evolve.
Just on an island. Yeah, it was cool.
So fun. Also, I want to give a shout out to one I forgot, which was Alchemy. Alchemy was fucking sick. It was a game where you start with basic elements and you combine them and then you get rare and rarer things and you could just build all the way to like computer chips and everything. That game was sick. It's basically the original version of Infinite Craft.
Right. Oh. I didn't know that existed for this long.
That game was sick, but I got to go with Pocket God. Pocket God was so fun.
I forgot too. Did you guys ever play? I think it was called just Pandemic. You would just try to make a virus to take over the world.
I think I did it on a computer though.
No, there was a phone game. It was like red and black.
It scared
logo.
Me too much. Yeah, it was so hard to kill Madagascar because as soon as Madagascar shut down their airports, you couldn't get them.
Yeah, bastards.
But if you start there, it takes too long to get everywhere else. It was a whole process.
I might just be criminally horny, but Pocket God sounds like a fleshlight.
Kind of does. All right, so that's going to be going up against our number one seed. And this is, I think, one of the more obvious ones you can imagine. It's iBeer. iBeer. The app where you get to drink a beer virtually.
Is that where the phone...
Oh, yeah, Kate, it was.
Now that was technology.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How the fuck's he doing that?
Oh, yeah,
that's exactly
it. Oh, it was so sick.
Turn it
up. Drink it up.
You ready?
People would go crazy for that.
I just downloaded it.
Dude, it's incredible. We should make a branded one. I just wanted to do it once. I just wanted to get out of the way to lose one time. But yeah, the iBeer, this is one that, especially in like the early ages of the smartphone, every kid wanted to have this because it just looks so fucking cool. So iBeer is going to be going up against the winner of our chain game, which is Paper Toss. So Paper Toss versus iBeer. Rudy. Rudy's drinking
He's
a beer
chugging
right
one
now.
Right now.
That's sick.
iBeer, dude.
Oh my God, we got to get Dana.
I was
going
to say, Dana, do the iBeer tweet.
The iBeer tweet?
Do the iBeer tweet. Yeah. Dude, iBeer.
Have you guys seen how fast Dana chugs?
Wait, how fast?
That's all we see. The era where they first had the accelerometer, I think it's called, in the phone, that was the best, where it just blew my mind that the phone moving was able to respond to an app. I thought it was like...
I don't know that.
Yeah, it was insane. And they had like other games like the monkey game where you're in a little ball and you like had to balance like this.
Yep.
It wasn't like that good, but still that just blew my mind. iBeer.
It's kind of like Shazam where you're just like, wow, this technology.
How does this work?
This is magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't like.
Like magic.
For $2.99, you can buy Guinness.
Yeah, there's like skins you can buy for it. You can get like Stella. And...
Boys, I'm about to have a fucking pint of Guinness.
KB.
You have a battle pack?
And I got the ads off
battle
of here.
Battle pack.
Okay, there we go.
Here it goes.
Yeah, this, I mean, this
look at it.
Yep.
That's good head on the top.
Give it a chug.
Look, it has the condensation.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's why I unlock so many good beers.
Nick, you're about to get fucked up.
You actually need you actually need this app because you can't drink beer.
Yeah, and when my breath is bad afterwards. Mouthwash, dude.
Jesus. And nobody will know. Like, it'll fool people.
This is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
this is so sick,
dude. Battle pack, that's so that's ridiculous.
Oh, they have cola, they have all kinds of drinks now. You're only $2.50.
So many
people. Only $2.50. So one for iBeer right now from Rudy. KB,
I don't know how much use I got out of it, but it single-handedly like caused me to buy an iPod
just to get iBeer.
Yes, for the it was that and like the popcorn popping.
Yeah,
this so, is yeah, so going iBeer.
There's different settings.
Two for iBeer, Nick.
iBeer, obviously.
Yeah.
I can change the type of machine.
iBeer, the enthusiasm's contagious.
Wait, there's video tutorials.
On what, how to drink beer or how to drink iBeer?
Oh, this is sick.
It is unbelievable. I remember all my buddies had it. It was like a big...
And we can all legally drink, so like it's not even like it's like that. It still is that cool. Vibzy.
Yeah, I loved iBeer.
Kyle, popcorn's on here.
Popcorn was great.
Yeah.
Maybe better.
Is it just the same? It pops and...
No, it pops, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I loved the iBeer, but paper toss. There's something about putting a ball in a hoop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going paper toss, too. I don't know if I really ever played iBeer.
iBeer was fun for 5 seconds. Yeah.
No, longer than that.
Yeah, I wasn't 21.
So iBeer is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about good old BetterHelp. This show, the bracket, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Comparison is the thief of joy, and it's easy to envy other people's lives. It might look like we have it all together on Instagram or whatever, but sometimes they don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so that you can start living your best life. Talked about BetterHelp all the time. Used it over COVID. It was awesome. You didn't have to go to a physical office, which is the worst. Taking all the time out of your day to go to someplace, whatever, stinks. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try. Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Stop comparing and start focusing with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. All right, shout out to BetterHelp. On the other side of the lighter, the other side of the bracket, a very similar one to the beer one, the Zippo Lighter app. The one where you pull out a Zippo and
this is along the lines. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. I got it too. I don't know if you can see
it. That was a good feel.
The sound is incredible.
Sound. Yeah.
Let's see how loud it can.
And you can also, I don't even think you need to use your finger all the time. You can flick it open.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a real cowboy.
And it turns your flashlight on.
Exactly. Yeah. So the Zippo Lighter app, and that's going up. It's number 11 seed. Another one, closer to the end of the spectrum, I guess, maybe. Or maybe it's probably around the same as Angry Birds. Angry Birds is the answer. Birds versus the Zippo Lighter app. We'll start with you again, Rudy, since Tommy just left.
Zippo, no question. I don't know. I never caught the Angry Birds craze. There's just something about those little birds that, I don't know, they just fucking pissed me off. I didn't like them.
Made you angry.
Zippo was sick, dude.
They had two movies, too, and they made like $1 billion each. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like Jason Statham.
It made me mad that they were so successful and unanimously loved.
One for the Zippo Lighter, KB.
Yeah, not for me. The Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. You played Angry Birds?
No, it wasn't for me. It was for spazzes.
Oh. It was, dude.
That's the most high school bully word. Spazzes. Nick.
It's Angry Birds. That was a phenomena. The movie wasn't bad.
Wasn't Jason Sudeikis?
What's the movie about?
The birds.
The pigs are attacking.
Pigs came and took their eggs.
Yeah.
It was exactly the plot of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Angry Birds was a fun game.
Two for Angry Birds. Kate.
It's hands down Angry Birds. I think it came out when I was in the military, and you do so much hurry up and wait, so much sitting around and waiting, and Angry Birds like saved our lives. We would all be, there'd be like a line of 40 of us sitting up against a wall in the hot sun just playing Angry Birds for hours while waiting for some dumb shit. So Angry Birds, for sure, for sure. And I got like, again, like Subway Surfer, I got so into it that I felt like a little kid when I had to like, if like an adult was like, something's going on, you got to put your phone away, I'd feel like angry inside. Yeah, I felt like that childhood feeling of like, what? So yeah, Angry Birds for sure.
Three for Angry Birds, one for the Zippo Lighter, Vibs.
I kind of like the Zippo lighter one, but nothing made our like generation look softer than being at a concert and doing the Zippo lighter app.
I didn't know that was going on.
Oh, like 2009 that was happening. Granted, I was at a John Mayer concert, so that might have been the reason, but Angry Birds.
Make custom lighters?
Yeah, you can pick the background. I just picked the...
That's cool.
My most recent photo was the Ian Fassbender holding up the three to the Nazi.
Ian Fassbender.
Oh, cool.
Is the app like owned by Zippo?
I ought to see,
but now I don't think that exists anymore.
Mm. So you're saying
I'm going Angry Birds. I passed a lot of time in class in college playing Angry Birds.
Tommy,
Angry Birds. Yeah, that's classic iPhone. I mean, I fucking hated those birds.
Yeah,
like the evil birds. I really hate.
Oh, the evil ones. Yeah, I think I can remember like the theme song to it, where it was like da 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 da. That was that one, right?
I got no idea. Yeah, played it on silent.
Now we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is the lightsaber app. That's another one super popular early on. Everyone liked when you wave it, and that's another thing with like the technology you were talking about, Rudy. Where, when you would wave your phone, it would make like the sound of the lightsaber. And that's going up against number 14 seed. One, it got submitted a ton. I don't remember this one at all. Bubble wrap. I guess it's like the original kind of pop ones.
Oh yeah,
you sit
that
there.
Was for spazzes.
Yeah,
you want to talk spazzes? Yeah. So the bubble wrap app versus the lightsaber app, Tommy.
I'm going with the bubble wrap app. I don't really know if I used the lightsaber app. Bubble wrap app, yeah, I feel like it was super early, and it was just like, wow, I can do this with my phone. Like, this is something that I'm capable of doing with a phone. Just hit, it's satisfying to pop bubble wrap. It's not much of a game. It's not a game at all, some would say. So I'm going to go with bubble wrap.
Just satisfying. One for bubble wrap. Vibsy?
Bubble wrap. Satisfying. Yeah. Makes you feel good.
Two for bubble wrap. Kate?
Yeah, I got to go bubble wrap. I feel like touchscreens work. Still kind of new, and you could actually feel when you popped it. You're like, oh my god, it feels like you're really popping.
Would it vibrate? Like,
I think it gave like a haptic response or something.
I don't know
if it had the haptic feedback.
Haptic, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it's a cool word.
Yes, I was very impressed by it. I'll say bubble wrap.
So, three for the bubble wrap, Nick.
I gotta go bubble wrap too because it's like the purest. Like, we were so enamored by these smartphones and touchscreens, we did things that.
Mm-hmm. We were going from like the graphics of like Snake and Brick Breaker to that,
and it took like
blew our mind.
Yeah, people were so excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So
bubble wrap.
Yeah, I'll go bubble wrap too. I don't think I used any of these.
No,
bubble wrap, Rudy.
What was the other one?
The lightsaber.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that sucked because it was like this big of a sliver of lightsaber.
Yeah, it was not befitting of the prowess of a real lightsaber.
No,
the bubble app was. I remember distinctly as a kid getting the bubble wrap one after having iBeer and the Zippo app and hitting the bubble once and just getting really depressed because I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Not nearly as cool.
This is what I'm doing.
This is cool and this is so lame. But yeah, bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. Now we have the 7 versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is the voice auto tune app. I don't really know this one either. I think this was...
Yeah, I mean, I forget what it was called. It might have been like Rap Chat or Smuley or... I feel like it was something with double rainbow.
Smuley.
You used to just like put your, you used to just
S-M-U-L-E?
Yeah, Smule. You used to talk into it and it would just make your voice like auto-tune.
I submitted this as well. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
So how exactly
did it
work?
Feel like I was a good singer. It played a beat and then it would like give you song and you would look at the, you'd sing into your phone and then your voice was auto-tuned and you sounded awesome.
Oh, and this is like right in the T-Pain era too, so it was just like sick. Yeah. Gotcha. So the voice auto tune app, and that's going up against the number 10 seed, Fruit Ninja. Fruit Ninja, another big one. Oh, very similar to some
spaz game. Big spaz game.
Loved it.
So Fruit Ninja versus the voice auto tune app, we'll just say they're combined in whichever ones they are. Start with you, Tommy.
I don't know why I hated Fruit Ninja.
Me too.
I never got into it. It bothered me. I didn't just not play it. I was actively bothered people would play it.
Fruit Ninja created autism. A lot of autism.
It's ground zero.
People think it's vaccines. if you look at the Fruit Ninja download rates. I'm going to go with the voice auto-tune. Any voice auto-tune app. I really just liked those.
As a start
what
of your
was the other... The guy, Anton Dotson. You were really dumb, for real. You guys not remember?
Oh,
had your kids, had your wife?
Yeah. Had your kids? Yeah. Classic.
So one for the voice auto-tune apps. Vibsy?
Voice auto-tune app. I made a song about wizards in that, and it was pretty.
You got a lot of issues with magic. Yeah. You got a lot.
Oh, I like wizards.
Fuck wizards.
Wizards are cool. That's
wizard,
real
you
magic.
Made a wizards diss
wizard
track.
Diss, yeah.
No, it wasn't a diss track. I like wizards.
Deceiving me and shit.
Yo, it's Vibsy on the beat.
Fuck wizards.
Fuck Merlin.
Fuck Merlin. Fuck Harry Potter. Fuck Ron Weasley.
Yeah. Fuck your whole crew.
No, I like wizards.
Ron Weasley, this motherfucker.
I like wizards. I hate magicians.
Wait, I want a wizard diss track, please.
Yeah, can
please.
You? Do you have this somewhere? Your wizard diss track?
It's not a wizard diss track. It's on my Instagram though. It was like I had like a wizard voice.
Oh, you're rapping as a
I was
wizard.
Rapping, kinda. Yeah.
Oh, you're a rapping wizard.
Oh, that's you're cooler. You were a rap wizard.
Yeah.
This is all coming together.
Do you remember any?
Well,
of
what about
here?
This? What about this? Wait, fuck, how did that start?
You said Ron Weasley?
He said, yeah. Oh, and the joke. Yeah, man, fuck Ron Weasley. He's always trying to tease me. I've had enough of these magic motherfuckers constantly trying to deceive me.
That's good.
Ending.
Pretty good.
You got a little bar. Sexual when Ron Weasley was trying to tease me. Like that, but I like how it ended.
Tommy,
y'all don't
you
believe me?
Full wizard diss track?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I can't wait for that. Kate?
Gilbert Arenas, fuck you.
I forget what the options are now.
Yeah,
the voice auto-tune app versus the Fruit Ninja.
Oh, okay. I like the voice app better, but I never had it or tried it, and I did Fruit Ninja, so I guess I got to go Fruit Ninja.
Artist. I'm doing the voice.
For sure.
2-1
just
right
heard
now.
A train go by.
Nick.
Doing the voice app, for sure. I was working at a laser tag place, and while the kids were up playing laser tag, I was like writing songs for like their older sisters.
Jesus Christ.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I would have loved it.
3 for the voice, 1 for the Fruit Ninja.
Either of these.
Mm. I feel like
so I'm gonna go. I'll go with draw something.
Draw something
that
as
was
a writer.
Dictionary.
I'm changing my vote to draw something.
That was my favorite. Something. You probably loved it.
I loved it.
Draw
it like,
something.
It was like Words with Friends, but with Pictionary.
Wow.
That
game. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That game was sick.
Okay, and you should have used your double vote. You missed out on your good chance from last week.
No, I'm
Tommy,
using my double
vote. We haven't told Tommy about the double vote yet. That was.
We added that on.
Yeah, that was added last week where you were gone.
There's power-ups now.
Once an episode, you can use a round to give yourself a double vote.
Wow.
Your vote counts twice.
You weren't here.
Hold on, let me run it by the sanctity of the bracket community committee. It's approved.
It's proof. Right, okay, nice. We thought that'd be harder than it was.
No, it's approved.
So right now we are 2 for the voice auto-tune app, 1 for Fruit Ninja, and 2 for draw something. Rudy.
That voice auto-tune app sounds so awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe I missed that.
I missed it.
I would have used
it. You would have been a menace
with
it.
Yeah.
That sounds so cool. But Fruit Ninja was my fucking Fruit Ninja was my fucking shit. I was so good at that game.
Cats were good at it.
Yeah.
Animals.
Yes, there were viral videos of cats just doing that.
The chameleon using his tongue.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ancient Egyptians worshipped cats. They're regal creatures. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I was ranked top 100 Fruit Ninja at one time.
I doubt it.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. You are a top 100 Fruit Ninja.
Yeah.
I concede.
Yes. I fucking loved that game.
It's not a game. It is
quite literally is.
Bubble wrap is more of a game than Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, it's a stim.
Yeah,
a stim.
No, it isn't, Tommy.
Yeah, it is.
You got a pop.
Yep. Game over.
So we're 2-2-2. 2 for the voice auto tune app. 2 for the Fruit Ninja. 2 for draw something. Intern David, you're gonna have to break the tie.
David,
we can't choose Pornhub.
You can't choose.
Yeah, sorry. I really loved Fruit Ninja a lot.
No!
Wait, be honest.
It's a setup.
Have y'all seen the Smuley ads, though? It was like some lady saying something random into her phone, and then she'll play it, and then 50 Cent's Buy Me in the Club, like, beat in the back to the most randomest, like, sentence. I think she said, I love a box of chocolates, and then she was like...
Yeah, sick.
I gotta go Smuley. I gotta
there it is.
Go Smuley. 3 for the voice auto tune.
Draw something's a great call though. I wish that had its own entry.
Yeah, that
I forgot
should've.
About that completely. Draw something was awesome.
Had not seen that either. I definitely would have invited that. Now we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is Flappy Bird. That's one where a lot that was about as viral as a game has ever gotten.
Oh,
and then the guy stopped. He just destroyed his own
feared
game.
For his life?
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
Okay, so I looked it up because I was like, I wanted to make sure that I got it all right. The guy that made it, he was from Vietnam. He's just tweeted once in the middle of the game at like its height. He said, I'm sorry, 22 hours from now, I'm going to take down the game. I can't take this anymore. And then after he removed it, people were offering, like, I remember this, like, they were offering on eBay, like, if you give me a pre-update iPad or iPhone, and they were offering like $90,000 for an iPad that still
had
Flappy Bird on it. And then he said the reason he got rid of it is because it was so addictive. He designed it for people to play with downtime, and people were getting addicted to it, and he didn't like that, so he took it down for
moral
reasons. I mean, he lost out on millions of dollars, and people just made competitor games that were the exact same game.
I hated that game. I never made it past the first fucking two.
I was horrible at it.
Yeah,
I was bad as well. But Flappy Bird's going to go up against the number 15 seed Doodle Jump. Another one a lot of people played a ton of.
That's a strong 15.
Was Doodle Jump the little motorcycle that went over the doodle?
No, it was a little green alien.
Geography or something. It was a green alien that was on clouds, right?
Yeah. You just go up and up and up and up.
I know what you're talking about, Kate, but I liked that. I forget it.
That was a computer game, though.
That was a Flash game, yeah.
Line Runner or something like that?
Line Runner is the sled guy.
Line Rider
was awesome.
Huge.
Yeah, Line Rider was an awesome game.
Love that, dude.
But we have Flappy Bird versus Doodle Jump. Start out with you, Rudy.
Yeah, I hated Flappy Bird because I was so bad at it. And so I easily have to go. I don't even know what the other one was again.
Doodle Jump.
Broke. Yeah, Doodle Jump I enjoyed. Doodle Jump I did enjoy. That was satisfying. Flappy Bird, I'm glad that its creator had an existential crisis because I hated that game.
Doodle Jump, if I remember correctly, you would actually have to rotate your phone. Like, it wasn't like pressing.
I think you did have to.
You had to play in landscape,
I didn't like phones. Like, I didn't like games like that either.
Mm-hmm. So we have one for Doodle Jump, none for Flappy Bird. Start with you, KB.
My back is fucked up.
Yeah, let's go to you, KB.
Neither, but I guess I played Flappy Bird more, so Flappy Bird.
Did you play in any... Did you download apps ever?
Yeah.
No, you had a Sony Ericsson until you were a junior in college.
So you're playing, like, Brick Breaker and, like, Snake or whatever?
No.
His favorite game is the Notes app.
It is. That and
most used.
Yeah. You're with all your fictional... Are the fictional countries in Notes app or in, like, Google Doc?
In my head.
That's not even recorded anywhere. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Nick?
Abstaining. I didn't like any of these.
You didn't like either of these?
No.
Interesting. Kate?
I didn't play either, but Doodle Jump is cuter. So I'm going to go Doodle Jump.
By default, 2-1 in favor of Doodle Jump. Fibsy?
I didn't play Doodle Jump. I'm going to go Flappy Bird. It wasn't like 8-bit, kind of.
What are you sharing?
It's very simple.
Yeah,
Doodle Jump or Flappy Bird?
Flappy Bird. Like Flappy Bird. I kind of like that.
Yeah. So we're 2-2 right now. You get to break the tie, Tommy.
This is tough. I played and liked both of these. Remember Flappy Bird taking over high school cafeteria. High score would be like 7. Like if you got through 7 pipes, that was like a high score.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Doodle Jump. I think it's a little more classic.
Doodle Jump. Going to move on. Before we get to the playoffs of this bracket, let's hear from our next advertiser of the day, Roan Apparel. Shout out to our buddy Roan. Finding out what to wear every day, it sucks. We were just talking to Nick pre-show. You got to wear those corduroy pants when you got them because they look nice, right?
These aren't corduroy.
What's the word? No, what's the golden?
Khakis are these are probably like a cornmeal color.
Oh.
This was the Pantone color of the year in 2019.
What was the pair of pants that you and Fights both had where it was goldenrod?
Goldenrod. These are goldenrod, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. But sometimes it sucks finding out what to wear. Men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the plate. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, flexible set of products known to men, and here's why. They have products for every occasion. They can help you get ready for anything with the commuter collection, which offers the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, and polos. They have mobility. Their four-way stretch fabric breathes insanely well, and its flexibility leaves you free to enjoy whatever life throws your way, from your commute to work or your 18-year-olds of golf. And it's time to feel confident without the hassle. With Roan's wrinkle release technology, wrinkles disappear as you stretch as you wear the product. It's that easy, which is great because figuring out wrinkles in your dryer, if you don't have like a great dryer, really sucks. With Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long. And on top of that, Roan is 100% machine washable, so you can ditch the dry cleaner altogether. We love Roan here. Big Roan fans over at the office, and the commuter collection can get you through any workday, straighten whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roan.com/bracket and use code bracket. It's time to find your corner office comfort. All right, first matchup, Temple Run versus Words with Friends. The battle of the classic, two of the classic, probably most downloaded iPhone app games ever created. So starting with you, Tommy Smokes.
It's tough, but I got to stay true to myself, go Words with Friends. Temple Run had its phase. Nobody's still playing Temple Run. People do still play Words with Friends. That's so I'm true. Going WWF.
One for Words with Friends. Vibsy.
I'm going what Words with
this.
I'm not doing I'm
I know, but what is this? I'm playing Catherine W. I don't know what this is.
That's a that is a battery.
You trying Words with Friends fit. Again?
It's it's a
yeah, positive and negative.
Yeah, we're playing
draw with
with friends.
Draw with friends. Okay, I got you. Vibsy?
Words with Friends.
I'm quitting.
For Words with Friends.
It's a battery. Forfeiting. That's not a battery.
I'm playing with you right now.
Oh, okay.
The three.
How do you win? Who, like.
Do you just have to guess what they drew or no?
Who gets a point?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, I have old games in here. I just redownloaded it.
Oh, my God. Imagine if that's how you rekindle with, like, an X.
Tinny 94. Dude, that must be, like, 100
years old. Broken heart.
Bro. What is this?
I'm going to say my. That's I'll the say I'm 18 game. Plus.
This is a bill.
Bill. So are
bills?
You.
Bills?
Let me see it.
Are these bots or real people playing you right now?
We're playing each other.
Oh, yeah. It says select a word to draw. I can draw a rainbow. I could draw the word end or truck.
Oh. Nick, Words with Friends or Temple Run?
Words with Friends is fucking boring. No, don't Temple Run.
Oh, it gets the heart going.
Oh, my God.
You're sounding real dumb, Nick. I hate to say that.
You're sounding real dumb, Nick.
Fuck.
That's what you sound like.
Fuck.
KB.
Words with Friends. The best.
Words of Friends, Rudy.
I'm going Temple Run.
Damn shame. Words of Friends going to move on either way. Words of Friends. On the other side, we have iBeer versus Shazam. These are two apps probably used a lot in the same location, I would imagine. So starting with you, Rudy.
iBeer is rad. I did say that I love all the games where you use the motion of your phone, but I did have a terrible accident with one of those games.
What?
What?
So,
oh, didn't you hurt yourself golfing?
I golf. I broke my leg.
Playing iGolf?
Yeah.
How?
I think I've told this story before, but iGolf was the first golf game where you could swing your phone like a golf club.
Uh-huh.
And me and my friends were, you know, playing, roughhousing, having a good time. And we were swinging it as hard as we could to see how far we could drive it. And we were getting running starts doing the whole thing. And I was in socks on my friend's basement carpet. And I swung it as hard as I could. And I like spun and slipped. And when I landed, I literally just broke my shin.
Oh, that is Christ. So embarrassing.
Yeah. I broke my shin. And then everyone else just didn't pay any mind. And I was just sitting there moaning. And my ankle swelled up to the size of a softball. And my friend said one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a human being say. And that's coming from me. He said, "Don't worry, dude. If it swells, that means it's not broken." And I couldn't believe that he said that. And
still not as dumb as saying Flappy Bird. Flappy Bird's a tower defense game.
Oh, man. Oh,
Tommy.
Clip it.
Podcast
moment of the podcast.
Tommy.
Damn it.
What?
Flappy Bird.
You said Flappy Bird.
I corrected myself.
I said Flappy Bird. On a burn, you can't.
I know.
On a burn.
I know.
You know what? You're off the Wizard diss track.
No, yeah? Well, how about we write competing Wizard diss tracks, asshole?
Oh, I will.
Rudy's pretty good.
I will go bar for bar with you, dude.
Let's do it.
It'll be like K-Dot versus Drizzy, dude.
Rudy knows more about Wizards, too, I think.
Oh, Rudy definitely knows more about Wizards. No question.
Thoron and
fine.
Stuff.
Yeah. So he's got an unfair advantage. Fine.
Saruman.
I have a built-in excuse. Fine.
The wizard. Yeah.
Tommy knows more words.
Yeah, I know a lot of words.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got two screws in my shin. And people like came up to me that I didn't even know from different high schools that were like, "Oh, you're the guy.
Oh,
you're the guy."
Should have drank more milk.
Yeah, should have drank more. I drank less eye beer. So you're going to go with Shazam?
Yeah, Shazam.
One for Shazam. KB?
Shazam. Yeah.
Wow, two for Shazam over eye beer. Nick?
Both of these were bona fide miracles when they came out. My mind couldn't comprehend either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going iBeer.
One
spent $2.99 on it. The additions they made to still make themselves relevant, pretty impressive.
Do they have like a hard seltzer?
High Noon?
No way, dude.
I mean, they're advancing with the times, obviously.
Yeah.
iNooners.
I mean, these are two legitimate, like, insane advances in technology.
You can do chocolate milk.
I don't know how I want to do chocolate milk. Kate?
Pretty cool.
Nick made me feel... I haven't felt excited about, like, an app in a long time, and I felt, like, a sense of wonder watching him drink that beer. I have to go Shazam, but
I have to really pay another $2.99 for milk.
For chocolate.
Their servers are about to crash. So much money is getting spent on this app.
I just bought the fucking milk pack.
You got the milk pack.
What's your total now? How much have you spent?
$4.
Worth it.
Yeah, their traffic is going crazy. So three for Shazam, one for iBeer. Vibsy?
Shazam. I still don't understand how the technology works. It's incredible.
Hold on. I've been over here waiting to see him drink the milk. Let's see. Okay. Oh, look at it.
Does it look good at least?
It doesn't really look
like chocolate milk. That's
it looks like more like cocoa.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I can really froth it up, though. Oh, I'm breaking the glass.
No.
Oh.
I didn't know.
And I lost all the milk.
Yeah, it's spilling.
I lost a game over.
I didn't know you could lose eye milk. I know.
Holy shit, there is a lot of these. Sorry, my beer app's going crazy.
Sounds like a bong.
That sounds a lot like a bong.
Oh, you could do rosé?
Well, you could. Can you?
No, wait, I have to buy the wine pack.
Do it.
There,
do
what's
it.
The breast milk pack?
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty
vodka. Now, you get it forever, right?
I imagine
you're spending $3. Like, it's cheaper to just buy a real glass of milk.
Renew and purchase every month to renew your milk pack. Shazam's going to win, but Tommy?
Yeah, Shazam.
Shazam.
This draw something shit sucks.
What?
I'm over it.
That's fast. Shazam versus Words with Friends, Tommy, to go into the finals.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. two ones I use off, but I don't know. Shazam, it's like, it's still here. I'm going Words with Friends. I'm sticking with Words with Friends.
One for Words with Friends, Vibsy.
Ibeer just said, do you want to add Katie Stats from Games? Is Katie Stats playing Ibeer?
She's actually addicted.
Right? Yeah. She's an alcoholic.
She sneaks into the bathroom.
She's been stuck on the level.
She got pulled over for playing Ibeer while driving.
In Tron.
My God. I don't think this was an app, but do you remember the you could play pool or like beer pong?
Yeah, that's
game.
Within the messages.
Within the messages.
That's a game pigeon. That's too new, I think, to add into this.
Okay, but that like Words with Friends, I kind of use that. You're texting with your crush. You got something to do, and then I feel like it like goes away after a while.
Suck
and you
at
just
this game.
Separate.
Yeah.
But Shazam, it's incredible.
1-1, Kate.
Shazam.
Shazam. 2-1 right now, Nick.
Kate, what's this up against?
Words with Friends.
Words with Friends is boring as fuck. I'm going Shazam.
3 for Shazam, KB.
It's not boring, but Shazam, finding a brand new bop is invaluable. Mm-hmm. It's the best feeling.
Shazam's going to win, but Rudy?
Yeah, it's Shazam for me. Wasn't no Words with Friends guy.
Where's the most random place you've ever used a Shazam? Like in an elevator, in the grocery store? Mm-hmm. Like
a funeral?
Yeah,
really?
Piano was going crazy.
This is amazing.
Was it Ave Maria? Maria?
It was my best moment. I sniped the Broiler remix to Shots by Imagine Dragons from a car, like blocks away from my New York apartment.
Wow, Jesus.
Shazam's gonna win on this side. Before we get to their side, let's hear from Rocket Money. Most Americans think they spend around $62 a month on subscriptions, but their number is closer to 300. I definitely buy that. That is literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which you've probably forgotten about. Thankfully, we've started using Rocket Money. You find a bunch of subscriptions that you forget about, and they help you cancel the ones you don't want anymore. I always mention the same one. Microsoft charged me like $16.30 something, I think. Could not figure it out. Tried to call them a million times. They put you through like this labyrinth to try and actually get their subscription canceled. Rocket Money, they do all that shit for you. It's the personal finance app that helps to find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. They'll even help try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bracket. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket, rocketmoney.com/bracket. All right, bubble wrap game versus Angry Birds, starting with Rudy.
Which one versus Angry Birds? Sorry?
Bubble wrap game, bubble your wrap. Stim game.
Oh, definitely going bubble wrap.
Come on.
I didn't like Angry Birds. It just, I don't know. It's just, those birds were just infuriating.
Yeah, it's the name of the game.
To me, I hated him. Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, KB.
I
I guess bubble wrap because I didn't like those birds either.
No one really liked the birds except for the movie. The movie's just made shit tons of money. Nick?
Angry Birds was a cool, inventive game. I liked it. That was like those types of games. Okay, you have to spit those out.
Oh.
What's she been doing?
I have these like portable mouthwashes.
It's extremely foamy.
Yeah, it's very foamy.
Oh, I'm sitting there sucking it down.
Wait, how many of these have you eaten?
She's just inhaling mouthwash?
Yeah, Kate's been munching mouthwash this whole time.
I'll be damned. Sorry, carry on.
It's pretty nice.
She's drunk.
I feel like I just brushed my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Okay.
2-1, sorry, in favor of bubble wrap right now. In bubble wrap, yeah. You like Angry Birds, though, right, you're saying?
Angry Birds, I think, it's the perfect app game. I don't like when iPhone games have to be too complex. You got iCigarette?
No!
No!
It's
that's
not real.
It's not working. It's broken.
It's all in Chinese.
How do you smoke? Do you have to squat to use it?
I don't know what.
Why the fuck? Yeah. I'm gonna have to download iCigarette. So you're going with Angry Birds.
Chinese. Yeah.
Kate, sorry.
Yeah, gotta be Angry Birds. That game was. I mean,
that shit
love it or hate it.
iCigarette. Vibzy.
I'm going Angry Birds. When I realized I was going to fail organic chemistry, I just dedicated my entire lecture time to doing Angry Birds in college. So,
just went
good times.
Into it. So 3-2 in favor of Angry Birds, Tommy.
Yeah, I didn't love Angry Birds, but it's iconic. I mean, it's got a fucking movie made out of it. So yeah, I'll go Angry Birds here.
The only
no
one of these.
Rap movie.
Yeah, it's true. Angry Birds is going to move on. Now we have Doodle Jump versus the voice auto tune thing that are used for the raps.
I'm going with the voice auto-tune thing. Doodle Jump's fun, but it's not as creative. You can really get in the lab and fuck some shit up with the voice auto-tune apps.
That's what you're going to do, the wizard rap on there?
I'm going to do the... Yeah, I'm going to look into that right now.
Vibzy?
The voice apps, definitely. Mm-hmm. Good laughs. Good laughs with the boys doing the voice apps.
Kate?
Gotta go voice apps. I wish I had known about them because I feel like I would have had a good time. I had the, you know what it is? Back in the day, I had the very first thing I ever bought with my own money was the Home Alone Talk Boy. And I was obsessed. And all you could do is make your voice low and slow or fast and high. Mm-hmm. And I used it for like hours and hours for like 3 years, way longer than I should.
Talk Boy, is that what he used?
Talk Boy, yeah.
To make the fake phone call?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Pizza. Yeah.
So 3 for the voice changer. Nick?
Voice changer, for sure.
Voice changer is going to win, but KB?
Yeah, the voice change. I've never played it, but I would pick that if I had played it.
Rudy?
Move it on.
Voice changer versus Angry Birds to go into the finals. Rudy, you're up first.
Voice changer. I've spoken my piece about those fucking
You really
birds.
Fucking hate those birds, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like you. KB?
Voice changer, yep.
2 for the voice changer. Nick?
What's this against?
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds, again. It was like...
Yes.
It was like a true cultural phenomenon.
And what was
voice,
the premise?
The voice one wasn't. You shot these birds out of a slingshot to knock down this tower.
Oh.
First of all, let's talk about something else. They're birds that can fly, but I have to shoot them out of a fucking slingshot.
Dude, it's
good point, Rudy.
The cultural phenomenon
it was 9/11.
It was huge. It was huge.
It was a little 9/11.
I'm going Angry Birds for its impact. You guys forgot about the voice.
The birds could
never use
the impact it had on towers.
Mm. Shut up.
The birds could fly, but they needed more speed to knock things over.
And it was
not every
pigs.
Bird can fly well.
Yeah, and they had to fight pigs, right? It was little green pigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, you're going with Angry Birds too?
Yes, absolutely. Even today, any claw machine will still have Angry
they
Birds.
They do. Those are a lot of they're stuffed a lot.
Oh yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm nasty at them.
Vibzy?
Angry Birds, I did it more out of just like necessity. Like I had to pass time. I needed to play it.
I
don't like the. Like the gameplay. I think the gameplay stinks, but it passes time.
It's like equally as fun as taking an Advil.
Like, but the voice changer like
taking Advil?
Both.
the voice changer, like it's limitless. You can be creative with it. I think it's fun. I'm taking that.
3 for the voice changer, 2 for Angry Birds, Tommy.
Yeah, I get the hype of Angry Birds, but I really didn't like the game. It wasn't fun. So I'm going with the voice app.
So it's going to be voice changer versus Shazam.
That's insane.
But before,
how the hell did we get to here?
Bizarro.
That's bananas.
Bizarro finals. But before we get to that, let's talk about Body Armor. We got Body Armor Zero Sugar right in front of us. This episode of The Bracket is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. Brand new Zero Sugar sports drinks from our friends over at Body Armor that provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Say it every time we do one of these Body Armor abs. Don't have any idea how they figured out lemon lime, but I usually hate it. Flay has a flavor. Love it in Body Armor. It's incredible. It is available in stores nationwide. Head on over to Walmart and get yours today. When PMT did that interview with Joe Burrow, the one that just came out, is that like in a Body Armor like training studio?
I don't know. I think when Caleb did his video with Joe Burrow too, it was in a similar thing. Like, I think Joe Burrow is a Body Armor athlete. We're a Body Armor company.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know where it is exactly.
Yeah, it just looked cool. I also am pretty sure, because I'd never watched Ozark really before. I mean, I just started like trying to watch it.
I never have either.
I saw Body Armor in the opening episode of it. And that was in 2016 they filmed that or something. Wow. I didn't know it had been like kicking around that long. But shout out to Body Armor. We love them over there. And if you're watching this on YouTube, Rumble, whatever, you're seeing Body Armor all over the place. Okay, so finals. Shazam versus the voice changer apps. No fucking clue how we got here. But
that's the final?
Yeah.
This shit sucks.
Yeah, it's a bad final. But yeah. I think it's just a weird strength of schedule
we
thing.
We do that every once in a while.
Be mad.
Yeah. Voice changer versus Shazam for the better title of better early iPhone/Android, whatever app, but mostly iPhone here. Start off with you, Tommy.
Ugh, I don't even know how I want to vote here. I mean, I like both of these apps.
Shazam's a miracle.
It feels wrong that one of these will be the winner. I guess we'll go Shazam just because it is, you know, it's become a verb. Hell, it's become a verb. And for that alone, I'll go Shazam.
That's a good argument.
Yeah. Vibsy?
It's like getting mossed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shazam.
Two for Shazam. Kate?
I mean, I guess Shazam. I can't believe...
It's a weird final, but again, I think we look back and think of how we talked specifically about Shazam. It is a absolute fucking miracle.
You look at its origin, its longevity, its consistency. I think it might be in the running for best app.
Yeah.
I'm using my double vote on Smurfs Village, the game I've spent the most money on all the way high school through college. I spent probably close to $1,000 on Smurfs Village. So I could change my Smurfs clothes. I unlocked Vanity Smurf. I did it all. It was the best game. You would farm. I bought the fishing hole. I spent a ludicrous amount of money on Smurfs Village.
Smurfs Village.
3-2.
It is. Yeah, it's 3-2. No,
that
two,
ain't winning.
Three for Shazam, two for Smurfs Village, none for the voice changer. KB.
Was it it was fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Smurfs Village.
Oh, shit.
Use your double vote. Use your double vote.
Double Smurfs Village.
Nick just loves games where you just do chores.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the time-based games. That's perfect for the phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to play fucking AAA games on the phone.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Never works. So Smurfs Village, you had your farm. You got to plot out your city. I love city-building games. It was cute. It was...
I bet your ass loves Roller Coaster Tycoon, too.
Mm-hmm. I just spent a lot of money on Roller Coaster Tycoon merch. I will wear a t-shirt tomorrow.
Me and Nate played Roller Coaster Tycoon once. It was fun.
It's a blast.
One of the best games ever. One of the best things ever.
Is there a way you can still play that now?
I don't know.
You can play the full Roller Coaster Tycoon on your phone, $9.99, and it's exactly how it was on the computer.
No.
Shut
up.
Can you send me that in the Pokemon game you recommended last week?
Delta.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to text you after this.
How have the Pokemon streams been going? I haven't watched the last one.
Oh, they've been good. We've tried to get all 8 badges in 2 streams. We have 4 badges.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is it, Nick? There's one that's free that's got 79,000 downloads and a $6.
No, that's the one that's made for the phone.
Yeah. You want the one that's
classic.
Is it classic? It's $6?
Yes. Yeah. You want classic for $6. Oh, it was $9 when I got it then.
All right, so Rudy, you have a big job coming up here. We have 3 for Shazam and 4 for Smurfs Village.
I was about to go on a long rant about how Alexander Graham Bell is going to be topped by the Shazam creators.
It might be.
But I've been swayed.
Smurfs Village?
Double vote Smurfs Village.
Double vote Smurfs Village.
That went. Smurfs Village. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Wow. It had an easy path.
I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Oh, it's great.
I have just bought Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, no. Should we make
open it up? It's exactly how it was.
Should we make it a rule with the double vote that if someone evokes the double vote, everyone else gets a chance to use their then double vote?
No, no. This is all strategy. Late? Ask Tommy.
Mm, Tommy?
It's great strategy, buddy.
Yeah, it's a great strategy. So
you cannot use your double vote after somebody else has used their double vote.
Okay.
If you're confident enough in the double vote, you must use it on your turn.
So six votes for Smurfs Village, three votes for Shazam. Out of nowhere, Smurfs Village wins the bracket 134. Best early apps. You're going to be so pissed at this one. A reminder before you...
If anybody's sitting at living like, fuck! Like, nobody should ever be mad at what won the bracket.
I know.
Bad day at work, honey.
Listening to the show after the first round.
God damn it. But a reminder, if you're listening to this, make sure you, if you have a good impression, submit it. You win $100. You'll see that in the end of the link in the end of the description on YouTube or whatever. Make sure you submit that. We're slowly racking up the entries. I want to get as many as possible before we do that one. But we do have an interesting one for next week. Tommy, do you want to tease that one?
Sure. It was just things that people should talk about more. Mm-hmm. Things that like should be a bigger deal. That could be historical events, random things. The one example I thought of was the fact that parrots can talk. I feel like we don't talk enough about how parrots can just speak English. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is wild. It goes very under the radar.
Well, they can speak other languages, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's they can also English. Makes it weird. That makes it way weirder.
Yeah, that's even weirder.
Yeah. But make sure to check that out. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.